This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Fall is beautiful in southern Arizona. I love the cool, clear, starlit nights. You know, I'm usually asleep by 9 o'clock at night, but I'll wander out into the night to see what our dogs are barking about. You know, thank goodness nighttime snake season is over, and I don't need to go outside at all hours of darkness to see what sort of snake Farley is warning us about. Fall is daytime snake season. Hallelujah. But sometimes at 2 or 3 in the morning, choo-choo barks. A bark here, roar, and a bark there, roar. And I've come to think of that type of barking as her prophylactic bark. She's just making sure everybody knows that she's on duty. A pat on the head and a good dog, now go to bed, and all is fine. A few hours later, and the day starts at dawn. Poultry comes to life. A Delaware hen that I can never seem to catch and put away into the coop walks under our bedroom windows, talking to God knows who, but a low bark, 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 as she pecks and scratches her way past. Our rooster, Senor Ro, crows from the coop, and I crawl out of bed. I do some chicken imitations, which impress Ms. Mesquite, and I go make the coffee. If it's a work-at-home day, I make a checklist, a to-do list, you know, that's so long it will be impossible to finish. Sometimes if I complete something that wasn't on that list, I'll write it down just so I can check it off. On some days, well, most every day, to clear my brain, the dogs and I will walk in the gallery of trees that line the banks of the Ohuajolote near our home. We look for tarantula holes or wolf spider holes, re-inspired to find those by the book A Field Guide to Desert Holes by Pinal Merlin, a recent gift of Ms. Mesquite for me, you know, for me on my birthday. I had an older copy, but it had disappeared, and so now I have the revised edition. Pinal Merlin is a local and wonderful naturalist, and this book of holes and indentations out in the desert, different deserts and grassland, it's just marvelous. So the dogs and I go out our front gate, and they shoot off to make their own holes, and I watch the ground for pottery shards or tracks or cool holes. Grasses are drying up. Needle grandma seed pokes my shoelaces and pant cuffs. Stands of Rothrock grandma are fading. Tiny curved eyelashes go from maroon to yellow. The woody, tall-stemmed Vigieria cordifolia blooms, bright, cheery, you know, these yellow daisy-like flowers atop those stems. Sometimes I'll hear the loud chirp of a rock squirrel and know that Choo-Choo and Farley have chased one up into a favorite hollow ash tree. It chirps from inside the tree, and the dogs dare it to come outside. A certain group of Emery Oak always hide a barn owl or two, and Choo-Choo runs after them as they fly off and lace their way through the crowns of ash, sycamore, and oak. I swear, if Choo-Choo had wings, she'd rule the grassland. So not only telling our chickens and turkeys and cats what they can do, but ravens, owls, and red-tailed hawks, too. A scraggly plant, a very scraggly plant with beautiful blooms, is found along the banks and out into the grassland as well. Mentzelia, or blazing star, or better yet, I like the common name, stick leaf. The leaves and stems are covered in these fine hairs, hooked hairs, think Velcro. And your pant legs are, you know, they'll bring back parts of Mentzelia to your home. The gorgeous yellow flowers open in the afternoon only, and native bees know to visit them then. And if you look closely at the flower, and why wouldn't you? You'll see it has many stamens, and some of them, you know, are splayed out and look like petals, making the flower look like it has 10 petals. But no, it really has 5 petals, and some of those has these decorative stamens, I'm assuming to attract a pollinator or 2 or 3, maybe some very cool native bee, yeah. Well, Mentzelia is named after a guy from the 17th century, a German botanist named Christian Menzel. The species, this particular species, is Pumila. It means dwarf. Not quite sure what that's about. Mentzelia pumila is found all over the state, no doubt mingling with the other 9 species of Mentzelia because it's found from 100 feet to 8,000 feet in elevation. Yeah, and of course, all up and down the banks of the Ohuajolote, we're a local man with dogs. Reminds himself that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.